Yes, good evening. This is Pastor Stoltz, and welcome to our New Year's Eve worship. The scripture lessons are as follows. Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 11. Luke 15, verses 11 to 32. The sermon text, John 1, 16 through 18. The sermon theme, Our Priceless Christ is Free. So far. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Old Testament lesson, Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 11. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the joy of oil for the mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall bind up the old waste places, they shall raise them up, the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed at your flocks, and the sons of the alien will be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God, and you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. For your shame you shall have double, and for your confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them, for I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. And all that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. And I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adoreth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring before all the nations. So far. The Gospel, St. Luke 15, 11 to 32. And Jesus said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a great famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him out into the fields to feed the swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him anything. And when he finally came to himself, he said, how many hired servants my fathers have that have enough bread to eat and to spare? And I'm going to perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called your son. Please make me one of your hired servants. And he arose and he came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, but he is now alive again. He was lost, but now he is found. And they began to make merry. Now his oldest son was out in the field. And as he came and drew near to the house, he heard the music and the dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked, what's going on? And he said unto him, your brother has come home, and your father has killed a fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry. He wouldn't go in. Therefore came his father out to talk to him. And answering, he said to his father, lo, all these years I do thee service, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which has devoured thy living with whores, you have killed a calf for him. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is yours. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is now alive again. He was lost, and now he is found. So far.
Thank you.
As I said earlier, my sermon text is John chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him to you. So far. The great truth for this New Year's Eve and every moment of our life is that our priceless Christ is free. All the wealth in the world cannot buy the grace of God in Christ, which alone can bring life to our immortal souls. The greatness of Christ, the true light, the Word made flesh, the only begotten of the Father, is proclaimed in this evening's sermon text. To appreciate the gift of our priceless Savior, we must first realize that we are lost. We are lost. We are helpless. And this is a hard lesson to learn. Only the Holy Spirit through the Word can bring us to our knees in absolute helplessness. And we are helpless, for we have sinned. We're told the law was given by Moses, and this states our text. In other words, God has spoken. The law was given by Moses. And so often this law of God is not too far from our everyday experiences. Life becomes difficult. When the Ten Commandments get into our kitchens, our offices, our schoolrooms, into our Saturday nights. When God becomes real as a living person who sees and hears and understands and at the same time demands nothing less than perfect holiness, then we are gripped by the truth of God, that we have not pleased God, but have sinned in thought, word, and deed. And when an honest person meets the Holy God, the one inevitable result is the prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. This God who demands perfection wants us to take inventory of this past year. And there is no flaw in his accounting. He has a record of everything that we have said, thought, and done, or failed to do. And if we are honest with God and honest with ourselves, we all must admit I've sinned. I am a helpless sinner. And when the helplessness of this truth grips our hearts, then and only then are we ready, through faith, to receive the priceless Christ, God's free gift. Though lost in our own helplessness, we become complete in God's grace as we receive our priceless Christ who is free. Complete in God's grace, Christ alone is the answer to whether our lives will be empty or full, tragic or joyful. Jesus Christ alone can rescue the lost, hell-bound sinner, for a blessed eternity with God. Receiving grace, that is, the unmerited favor of God, alone can make the difference. For by grace we are saved through faith. It is not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. It is a gift of God. Someone recently said to me, more people need to know about the teachings of Christianity. Well, I answered quickly. People need to know more than the teachings of Christianity. They need to know the person of Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Savior, who lives today. Because without the personal possession of Christ, there can be no power to live according to the teachings of Christianity. We become complete, saved, rescued in God's grace only through faith in our priceless Savior. For grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is able to save to the uttermost. He came to seek and to save the lost. We who stand condemned because of our sins, listen to this sweet message of God's grace. There is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. We who stand loaded down with mistakes and failures, look, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. We who stand ashamed, as we look back on the stains and blemishes of our past year, listen to this message of God's grace. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from all sin. This is God's grace for you and me. This is true of every believer who has ever faced eternity. The sweetest message that we can ever hear is the gospel. The good news that Christ died and rose again, that we may have the forgiveness of sins by his blood and live in that daily cleansing as a child of God. What can be more glorious for us this evening as we step into an unknown year, a year with its trials, dangers, uncertainties, future sins? And what a glorious New Year's message. What a terrible thing it would be to start out a new year if we did not know from God's own unchanging promises that we are complete, complete in God's grace. And what a terrible thing it would be if we had never heard the promise of Jesus Christ. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Or the words, your sins are forgiven, go in peace. Or the promise, in my Father's house are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you. Our priceless Christ is free. Salvation cannot be bought. By grace we are saved through faith. Amen.
Thank you.
And let us confess our sins, or our faith, according to the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Although we are unable to celebrate Holy Communion, let us still humble ourselves before God, confess our sins to him, and implore his forgiveness. Do you sincerely confess that you have sinned against God and deserve his wrath and punishment? Then declare so by saying, "I do confess." Do you heartily repent of all of your sins, committed in thought, word, and deed? Then declare so by saying, "I do repent." Do you sincerely believe that God, by grace for Jesus' sake, will forgive you all of your sins? Then declare so by saying, "I do believe." Do you promise that with the aid of the Holy Ghost, you will henceforth amend your sinful life? Then declare so by saying, "I do promise." Finally, do you believe that through me, a called and ordained servant of God, you will receive the forgiveness of all your sins? Then declare so by saying, "I do believe." Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And let us pray. Most merciful God, our Heavenly Father, regard us from heaven, and for the sake of Jesus Christ, pardon all our unworthiness and transgressions, that our mouths may show forth thy praise. We give thee unfeigned thanks for all thy mercies bestowed upon us, for our being, our reason, and for all other faculties of body and soul, for health, friends, food, and clothing, but above everything else, for the gift of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, the only means of salvation. We bless thee for thy patience with us, notwithstanding our many and great provocations, for all the comforts, directions, and assistance of thy Holy Spirit, and for thy continual care and watchful providence over us during the whole course of our lives. We beseech thee, continue these blessings to us, and enable us to show forth our gratitude for them by sincere obedience to thy holy word and entire devotion to thee. Take away from us all ignorance, hardness of heart, and undue care for the things of this world. Help us to fear thee, but to sincerely seek your glory and put our whole faith and trust in your mercy. Defend us from the terrors of the night, from the pestilence of walking darkness, from all manner of evil. Thus may all our days be spent with thee and in thy service, till we awaken thy likeness and reign with thee in everlasting joy. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee peace. Amen. Happy New Year.